Bloomingdale's. She says the store has sold many of the crafts the women have made. She says she hopes other businesses will sell them.
We have been very pleasantly surprised. It is something I'm now working to get the other five Bloomingdale stores in the Los Angeles market to start carrying as part of their assortment.
Yolanda Waters did not enjoy making crafts, but she did like making drinks in a small restaurant at the downtown Women's Center. After training there, she got a job. Now, she has an apartment home and a reason to get out of bed.
It feels unreal, and because sometimes I think when I wake up that, you know, is it real? Do I have this real job, a real job that I really love?
I'm Jonathan Evans.
Well, not long ago I was a happy man. Money in my pocket with a ring on my hand. My money's all gone and I'm feeling low. Standing on the corner of Skid Row.
I got an old... Time now to check in on the latest technology news. Jonathan Evans is here again. This week he tells us about how robots are being used as laboratory partners. He says the robots might be used to help create drugs that might not otherwise be developed.
Robots are common in today's world. They manufacture cars, work in space, explore oceans, clean up oil spills, and investigate dangerous environments. And now, scientists at the University of Manchester are using a robot as a laboratory partner. The researchers at the university created the robot in 2009 and named it Adam. Despite the name, Adam is not a humanoid robot. It is about the size of a car. Adam was built to do science and make discoveries. Ross King is the leader of the University of Manchester research team. He says the robot made a discovery about yeast, a kind of fungus used in science as a model for human cells.
Adam hypothesized certain functions of genes within yeast and experimentally tested these hypotheses and confirmed them. So it both hypothesized and experimentally confirmed new scientific knowledge.
Adam's success as a scientist led to the creation of another robot scientist named Eve. Researchers developed Eve to design and test drugs for tropical and neglected diseases. These diseases kill and infect millions of people each year. Drug development is slow and costly. Experts say it can take more than 10 years and about $1 billion to discover and develop new medicines. Drug manufacturers are unlikely to get their investment money back. So the University of Manchester developed a low-cost test that shows whether or not a chemical is likely to be made into an effective medicine. Mr. King says that other drug testing methods were not very effective.
How it works conventionally is you use robotics as well, and you have a large collection of possible drugs. You test every single compound, so you start at the beginning of your library and continue to the end, then stop. So it's not a very intelligent process. The robotics doesn't learn anything as it goes along. Even if it's tested a million compounds,